Yes.
Are schools going to open on time?
We are going to do everything we can to make sure they do.
Is it just the pensions you object to, or is it the block grant also?
The bill would come to my desk. You wouldn't have to answer that question, ask that question. I'll be clear. I'm going to mandatory the veto quickly, immediately, and then have the General Assembly take it up, and we can deal with this in a matter of just a couple days. There is no reason we can't have it done. We need it on my desk, and you will see. They don't want me to be able to mandatory veto it. They want to create a crisis and just say, there's no discussion, there's no more time, there's nothing to debate, it's over. If schools want to open, only SB 1 in its current form. That's unfair to our children. That bill should have been on my desk June 1st. So we could deal with this and treat our children with the priority they deserve. They're playing political games with our kids' futures.
Senator Collins says he wants you to sit down and meet with leaders down there and work out some kind of compromise on this. Is there any compromise to be worked out? Are you willing to meet with them?
There's always compromise. What they've done is have discussions go on for months and months and months. And we've compromised. Many ideas have been on the table. And out of all those discussions came a good new school funding formula. It's there, it's done, it's ready to be implemented.
Are you willing to compromise on anything where you
stand on this? So what we need to do, what's clear, that bill passed the General Assembly. It should be on my desk. We can't have any rational discussions until that bill's on my desk. There's nothing really to discuss without that bill being on my desk. I will mandatory veto it, and from there they can discuss the changes that I made, and we can implement either those, or if somebody else has another idea, that's fine. But without that bill on my desk, we can't really make any progress at all.
So will you meet with
yes.
What about the other one that you're talking about? I mean, that wasn't a bill that was passed, was it? The
one Which other one?
The one that you were in favor of, the one that you were just discussing?
All I've said, there's other ideas, there's other bills that might be good, that's fine. SB 1 should be on my desk. There is no legitimate reason, none, for SB 1 not to be on my desk. There, you know what? How many bills have they sent to my desk that I was going to veto? That doesn't stop them. That doesn't stop them. They're playing political games. They want to create a crisis. They want to hurt our school children for their own political agenda in mid-August. That's what's going on. There is no reason for that bill not to be on my desk. Yes.
The analysis you're talking about starts with data provided by the Illinois State Board of Education. The Illinois State Board of Education does not run an analysis unless the legislation has been introduced. What we did is we took the data that they provided every caucus about how to calculate an estimated analysis, combined that with what we think will be the mechanism for funding, and those are the numbers that you've seen.
So when will you call the special session? If they miss the deadline, are we talking Friday? Are we talking tomorrow? When will you call?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Governor David, you were asked about a meeting with the leaders. You didn't actually answer. Would you meet with the leaders before a special session?
I am happy to have all kinds of discussions after the bill is on my desk. There is nothing to discuss. There is nothing to discuss unless that bill's on my desk. What they'll try to do is, as they've done for the last 2.5 years, obfuscate, delay, have excuses, come and spin false messages to you after some meeting. No. They passed a bill. Our schools can't open unless that bill or some other version of it, it becomes law. They are waiting. They don't want to have any real progress until August. They want a crisis. They want, frankly, seem like they want to have schools not open so they can force no real rational discussion or debate, just force SB 1 in its current form. That's why we've got to have that bill on my desk this morning. And there's really nothing to discuss until that bill comes to my desk.
Governor, will Chicago schools be able to open if you do issue your mandatory
veto? Every school district's different. Every school district has different financial circumstances and conditions. But frankly, every child deserves to be treated equitably. And whether some school districts can open and others not, there's no reason that one single child in Illinois should lose a day of education over this pension bailout issue. That should not happen for any school district, irrespective of what community it's in.
Governor, if, yes. As the backers say, no school district in the state will money under this, and that some districts would in fact do better than Chicago. Why is it imperative that money for Chicago be taken out before anything else can happen?
See, this is the misperception. This is the spin coming from the other side. Money is not being taken away from Chicago. Money under the current SB 1 diverts money from the rest of the state and the suburbs to Chicago. We want to stop that. And then we want to help separately, help Chicago fix its pension problem and help Chicago have its pensions treated just like all the other pensions in the state. I've committed to that. It's the right thing to do. That's its own separate issue. We deal with that, and I've asked to deal with that for the last 2.5 years. So far, the General Assembly has refused to do it. But what should never happen is that money be taken from the classrooms, be taken from our kids in Austin and Englewood and Lawndale and Cicero, and diverted to the pension payment. Money should not leave our children to go to pension payments. That's the critical issue.
Governor, if you call a special state, what should that be called? Evil last week by General Crickle?
I'm sorry?
What you think of being called last week?
Political rhetoric gets heated sometimes. Yes.
If you call a special session, aren't you worried that you'd be overridden again? I mean, it's an easier vote to say I open schools on time than it was to raise taxes. That's the risk you're going to run.
What we've got to have is the bill on my desk. I will quickly, immediately, a mandatory veto it. Then the General Assembly should take up my veto, and we should put the proper position in place. The right thing to do is get schools open with the appropriate funding, and we've laid this out. Separately, we can, and we can do it this summer or some other time, fix the pension problem in Chicago and around the state. That needs to be done, too, but that's got to be a separate issue.
Okay.
Yeah,
Tony.
That's the vast bulk of it. You'll see if they would actually deal with the reality and have the truth come, you could read my mandatory veto and you'll see what I'll do. That's what they don't want the truth. They don't want an open debate. They don't want this to be out in public because the truth is so bad for their position. They want to take money away from our low-income kids all around the state and divert it to a pension payment. That is just fundamentally wrong for our children. They don't want that known. That's what they're scared of. Yes, Kim.
Can you be more specific about what money you're saying is being taken out of classrooms and sent to CPS? My understanding is that there's a hold harmless, so every school district under SB1 as it is currently written, every school district will receive the same amount of money that they received in the previous school year.
So The General Assembly appropriated, I think, $720 million more for schools in the new budget. Awesome. Great. I'm all for it. I fought every year I've been governor for more money for our children, especially our low-income children. Let me draw a contrast to what was going on before I became governor. The majority in the General Assembly in the prior 10 years before I became governor, they cut state support for education 4 times in the prior 10 years. I've changed the paradigm. We're taking our children and making them the top priority in our budgeting, not making them political footballs. In the $720 million that should be going to the classroom, SB 1, with the poison pill that got inserted by the Speaker and his majority, diverts hundreds of millions of dollars, almost half, about half of that money, diverts away from the classroom, goes to a pension payment. That money should go in the classroom for Chicago and all the other communities. That's the money I'm talking about. Somebody else had a question. Yes.
You've always said that you're looking for the best and the brightest.
Uh-huh.
Can you explain why you hired someone who has written about comparing abortion to Nazi eugenics? Is that someone that you want on your staff?
Well, I can tell you this. I am committed to having the best staff we can possibly have. I do not agree with every position that anybody who's ever worked with me has ever taken. And I have my own views. I stand by my views. And to be crystal clear, I am a strong advocate for women's reproductive rights. Yes, yes. Yeah, I wish we were perfect. You know, we're not perfect. We're not perfect. I tell you this. There's been a lot of writing and talk about staffing. This is the tempest in the teapot. There's nothing changing. My positions have been clear. I am a strong advocate for the people of Illinois. I want to change our government so it actually works for people. We put our children and our families first. Political insiders, the privileged inside government, the folks who make their money from political power, we need to battle against them. And that battle is hard. That battle is stressful. That battle is demanding and it's draining. And frankly, sometimes we need fresh troops to engage in the battle, and that's what we've done. It's not, it signals no shift or change in my views, change what we're battling for. My whole life, and certainly the last 5 years, as I decided to become a public servant, as a volunteer, I've fought for four things, and I will not give up on four things. More jobs, lower taxes, better schools, and term limits on our elected officials to deal with this corruption and cronyism. These are the four things I've been fighting for 5 years and longer, not giving up and not changing one iota from that.
We have time for one more.
Governor, you keep talking about how you don't want to put more money into a broken Chicago public school system. Yet the
pension system, sorry.
But yet the budget that was just approved puts an additional $600 million into the statewide teacher pension. Everybody except Chicago, it's even more broken and has a much lower funded ratio.
So you're raising the correct issue. We need pension reform. I want pension reform. I have talked every day about the necessity for pension reform. Pension reform we need, and Chicago pensions should be treated like other communities' pensions. I have said that from day one. The reason this is a hot button, Greg, right now is what the majority in the General Assembly is trying to do is divert money from the classroom to fund Chicago pensions, money that should go to our communities in Lawndale and Austin and Englewood and Cicero and Waukegan and North Chicago and Aurora. They're taking it away from the classroom to fund a pension. I will never, ever allow that to happen because that is treating our children, as political pawns, and we will not allow that to happen. Thanks very much, everybody. Appreciate it.